Welcome to Torani Mecha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Smiles, and today we'll be studying Hosea chapter 4. Hosea Perek Daled begins with once again the rebuke of Hosea to the people at that time. And he says to them, Shimu Dvar Hashem b'nei Yisrael, listen to the word of God, the children of Israel. Ki riv la Hashem im yoshvei ha'aretz. Hashem has a contention with the people sitting in the land. Ki ein emet ve'ein chesed. There is no truth and there is no kindness. Ve'ein dat elokim ba'aretz. And there is no knowledge of God in the land. The Malbim distinguishes between the laws between man and man as a reference to truth and kindness, which are not found, and laws between man and God, which are the knowledge of God. The whole idea of sitting in the land is predicated on the people doing the will of God. And since they are not, why do they deserve to stay on the land? Rather, he describes, what are the people doing? Alo, they are swearing, v'kachesh, they are lying, v'ratzoach, murdering, v'ganov, they are robbing, v'na'of, involved in adultery, paratzu, they have reached the standards, v'damim, v'damim, naga'u, and one blood of a slain person mixes with another blood. The people are involved in going against all the basic tenets of the Ten Commandments of the Aseret HaDibrot. Al Kain, therefore, the punishment will be Te'aval Ha'aretz, the land is going to be completely destroyed, Ve'umlal Kol Yosheva, as well as all the people in the land. And the destruction is described as Bechayat HaSadeh Uve'of HaShamayim, the animals in the field and the birds in the heaven, v'gam degei hayam yasafu, and even the fish in the sea. Obviously, it's a hyperbole of the idea that all the animals will be destroyed. On a deeper level, the animals only exist for the benefit of the people. When the people have sinned in the land, then the animals no longer have the ability to serve the people there and are therefore no longer needed. One of the prime reasons, Hosea says, that this total annihilation and destruction is going to happen is because the people were not open to learning and to growing. Continuing in the fourth verse, Ach ish al yarev al yochiach ish. The people said, let no one contend, let no one reprimand. Vamcha kimirivei kohen. They were not interested in listening to the priests. The priests who were the ones who were designated to be the teachers of the people. V'chashalta hayom v'chashal gam navi imcha laila v'damiti imecha. And because you were not listening to the leaders to be able to become better people, you are going to stumble. And along with you is going to stumble the false prophets. And the references to stumbling both by day and by night, complete aspect of confusion. V'damiti imecha, literally, I will silence your mother. The mother, the commentators explained, represents the Jewish people. The Jewish people will be completely destroyed. Nidmu ami, the people have been silenced. Mibli hadat, the reason they've been silenced, the reason they will be annihilated is because they refuse to know. Kiata hadat ma'asta, because they have despised any aspect of knowledge. And in particular, Hosea holds accountable are the Kohanim, are the priests themselves. Vamascha michahein li. Hosea says that Hashem has really found the priest to be the ones who have really spurned a relationship with Hashem. Vatishkach tarat elokecha. And they are the ones who have forgotten the Torah of God. And therefore, Eshkach Banecha Gam Ani. And Hashem says, measure for measure, I will forget your sons as well. And this Medrash tells us the sons are the ones, the children are the ones that were the collateral that the Jewish people gave in making sure that they will keep the Torah. And therefore now, when they have spurned all aspects of knowledge and refused to listen to any aspect, it is no wonder that it is on these children that Hashem's wrath is poured. And he continues describing these priests. Kirubam Kain Chatuli. Hashem has made them great. Hashem has elevated them. The priests are the ones who have special privileges. Kvodam Bekalon Amir. And Hashem will exchange this aspect of glory for disgrace. They have not lived up to the model Hashem has envisioned. And instead of being the leaders and the ones who are going to teach the people, Pasuchet, the 8th verse, describes Chatat Ami Yochelu. They eat the sacrifices of the nation, which was the jobs of the priests, that they were able to partake of the sacrifices. Ve'el avonam yisu nafsho. However, the priests were longing for people to sin. That is what their hearts desired, so that they could eat more and more meat. The priests, whose job it was to gain forgiveness for the people through eating the meat, were no longer interested in the rite and the service. All they were interested in was the physical pleasure. And therefore, Vayag Ka'am Ka'kohen, in the 9th verse, the nation, like the priest, are going to be punished. Ufakadati Alav, Hashem is going to visit his ways upon them. Drachav Umalalav Ashiv Lo, and Hashem is going to punish each and every one of them for the deeds that they have done. And therefore, in verse 10, Va'achlu V'lo Yispo, part of this punishment is going to be they will eat and not be satisfied. He's new V'lo Yifrotzu, they'll marry but not procreate. Ki et Hashem Azavu Lishmor, because they have not kept the ways of Hashem. So what we've seen clearly at the first half of this chapter is that there is a measure for measure, a cause and effect aspect. The people who are not following the ways of God, the people who are spurning any aspect of rebuke and ability to be taught, and the leaders themselves are not being able to lead to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem has envisioned. So therefore, the only result can be punishment. Blessing only comes to those who follow in the ways of Hashem. The second part of the parak now describes in detail the sins of the people. And we'll find in this, starting with verse 11, that the sin that comes up over and over again is a sin and the word Zayin Nun Hey, the sin of adultery. And this is a major theme of Hosea, hence, as we saw in the first chapter, Hosea taking a harlot, because the imagery of the people is those who have swayed and moved against Hashem by literally being involved in adultery, and on a symbolic level, by worshiping idols, are involved in adultery against God. So we have this imagery starting in verse 11. Znut v'yayin v'tiroh shikach lev. The people are only involved in harlotry and wine and fresh wine that capture the heart. Again, wine is so much connected to the idea of harlotry, and hence Rashi tells us that if one saw an isha sota, a woman accused of adultery, they should then remove themselves from drinking wine. The next chapter, the Nazir, the Nazirite who doesn't drink wine, because wine and adultery really go hand in hand. Ami be'etso yishau. And now we describe the idolatry that the people are involved with. They go and ask the tree what will be in the future. Umaklo yagidlo, and let their staff tell them. Ki ruach zunim hita. It was the spirit of harlotry that misled them. Vayiznu mitachet Eloheihem, and they have strayed from under God. And we see here so clearly that idolatry is referred to as this snut, as this harlotry away from God. Physically being involved in harlotry and idolatry, which is on a symbolic level referred to as this snut, this harlotry away from God. The Navi then goes on in verse 13 to describe how really these two ideas of adultery and idolatry go hand in hand. Al Rashay Harim, on the top of the mountain, Yizabechu, They will serve idols. And on the top of the hilltops, they will offer incense. Under the oak, the elm tree, under these trees, they will be involved in znut, because the shade is so good. The alkein tisnena b'noseichem, the daughters will be involved in acts of harlotry. V'kaloseichem t'naefna, and the daughter-in-laws will be involved in adultery. However, Hashem says, Lo efkodel b'noseichem, in verse 14, I am not going to punish these daughters, ki tisnena, that are involved in these acts of harlotry. And I'm not going to punish these girls for being involved in adultery. For the men are secluded with harlots. And they sacrifice with the prostitutes. And the people that does not understand will stumble. The fact that the girls and the women are acting in this way is only because that is the role modeling that they've seen. The real onus of responsibility is on the men who are practicing idolatry and adultery one at the same time. And im zolna ata Yisrael, in verse 15, Hosea says, if you, the Jewish people, the 10 tribes, are involved in these acts, Al Yasham Yehuda, don't blame Judah for this, the fact that Judah didn't let them come up to the temple. Va'al Tavoa Gilgal, and he turns to Judah and he says, Judah, two tribes, be careful you don't fall into the same trap. Don't go to Gilgal. Va'al Talu Beit Aven, and don't go to a place called Beit Aven. Va'al Tishavu Chai Hashem, and be careful not to swear falsely, saying as Hashem lives. Don't you, Judah, fall into the trap that the 10 tribes have fallen into. And as a result of their actions, the punishment. Ki kapara sorera sarar Yisrael. The 10 tribes are likened to a cow that has gone off the way. The cow that refuses to take the yoke on themselves. And again, that yoke is obviously symbolic of the Kabbalat Olmachut Shamayim, the yoke of Hashem's kingdom. Therefore, Ata Yireim Hashem. Therefore, Hashem is going to pasture them, Kikeves Bamerchav, like a lamb on the broad range, which the Mefarshim explains means that the lamb is found in a place that he's so confused and doesn't know where he is that he can't be able to eat, he can't be able to function. And that's what's going to happen to the Jewish people. The Jewish people are going to be sent into the exile, where they are going to wander from nation to nation, and they will not know where they are and walk around confused. Verse 17, Chavur of Atzabim Ephraim. Ephraim is totally attached to the idols. Hanachlo, let him be. Tzartzva'am, verse 18, their adulterous drinking. Hasnehis new, they become involved in orgies. Avu hevu kaloma gineha. Her rulers love to invite disgrace. The rulers themselves have led the people into these orgies. And therefore, Sarah Ruach Ota Bichnafeha, the wind has bound her by her wings, V'yevoshumis Bichotam, they will be ashamed of their sacrifices. It will be once they get into the exile that they will only then be able to look back and be ashamed of the fact that they worshipped idolatry. Here, Hosea, the theme of the parak, is castigating the people for their acts of defiance against God, and recognizing that the punishment is going to be exile, the punishment is going to be going from nation to nation in a way where they have no clarity and no sense of purpose. I'll just add as one lesson that we can take for our lives, a homiletic understanding that the rabbis understand in Pasuk 17, Chavur Atzabim Ephraim. Ephraim literally is attached to idols. Hanachno, leave him. On a homiletic level, our rabbis learn that Ephraim is attached to each other. And because Ephraim is attached to each other in a unified way, although they serve idols, leave them. And generations that had the people getting along together, like the generation of Ahab, albeit they served idols, they were successful in war. While the generation of David HaMelech, which served God, but there wasn't that aspect of unity among the people, they fell in war. And the message for us is very clear, that if we want to know the secret in being able to serve God, the secret of being able to stay on the land of God, is to be able to find unity among the people that will be able to get along each with each other.
Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef.